this is a franchise that has not finished strong in years. 2005 was the last time they won the final two. 2011, the final game.
Right.
Is there anything to finishing strong? Is there any sort of carryover, any sort of momentum that you can work with in the offseason from that?
Well, one, I'd be naive if I didn't say that there wasn't any for it. I think that, you know, a lot of us, you know, coaches, you know, obviously we don't know what our future is. But the majority of the players in that room will be here. So I think it's important to have some type of foundation to be able to look back on. I don't, you know, philosophically, I don't believe you ever start where you left off. But that's another story. But I do think that, you know, my focus when I talk to the players is just about, you know, winning a game and how we're going to go ahead and how we're going to go about it. And our focus is on the now, really, the moment. You know, because I think that sometimes when you talk about, hey, momentum, this and that, I think it clutters a little bit of what's going on for the player, not for fans or everyone on the outside. I believe in that. But I try to get the players to focus on the moment and win the moment. And I think that's what leads you to giving you the ability to win football games.
How about digging a little deeper, the division, you know, strong play in Houston, beat Tennessee, get Indianapolis this week. How about finishing strong within the division and setting a tone for that's a place where you can?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with all those things, all those things. But again, you know, I think that is the stuff that's external on the outside. It's more on the inside of, hey, we're playing a game. There is a scoreboard. Someone's going to keep score. Let's go win this game. And then I think all the other things kind of fall into place.
Players have mentioned this week, you know, putting stuff on tape for whoever comes next. When you've joined staffs previously in your career, have you gotten an idea on players by watching the last couple of games before you were hired?
You're saying like when I've been hired?
Yeah.
Okay. What I usually do is, you know, the tape, you know, you assume that sometimes they're professionals, you're going to go back in there. But you really don't – you got to be careful. You don't really know what they were taught or what was expected of them. So I think from that standpoint, you have to be careful when you're new coming in. For me, what I've always done is I went back and watched practices. I think practices probably tell you more than anything else. How the team practices, what it looks like, not necessarily a scheme or anything of that nature, but everywhere I've been, when I went back to Syracuse, when I went back up to Buffalo, I just went ahead and I started watching the practices from the previous season. I thought that gave me a better sense of the team and you know, what my challenges were going to be, or, you know, maybe what things that have gone well that I wouldn't, you know, change. So that's just been my I don't know if it's a philosophy, maybe it's a technique. I don't know what the right word is there.
What
is the right word?
Approach?
See, that's why I was telling. See, I was telling you guys.
You're right.
Yeah, I have very poor grammar, very poor. You know.
How has the team practiced the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm happy. You know, I can't say it's better than before because I was more micro, meaning I was just watching the offensive line. You know, so now I'm happy with the way they responded, but I'm sure, you know, Coach Bradley or any of the coordinators would tell you before that they were happy. I'm not sure. I just knew that my role has changed, you know, after week 14 was now I got to, you know, make sure it's the vision that I have, how we practice. But prior to that, I just worried about how the offensive line practiced.
I don't know if you've talked to him recently, but how has Luke Joko kind of handled everything that's happened this year?
I've been talking to him. It's a tough situation for him because, you know, I think that it was a year that he really worked extremely hard on his body. He became very strong. He was in a competition, you know, with the left tackle position. And, you know, Kelvin really wasn't out there that much. And Luke was trying to, you know, kind of playing both and getting himself ready. I thought that he improved himself as a left tackle. But I also, for what was best for our team, because I didn't really ever feel comfortable saying, well, there was a competition at left tackle and Kelvin won. It was more of, hey, we really didn't know who was going to play left guard. We know Luke can do it, but we weren't sure about Kelvin, so let's put Luke in there. And I thought that was a great show of character of Luke because, you know, he said, coach, whatever's best for the team, and he was able to go in there, and he was becoming very successful in there. I don't think that Luke is limited to that position, even though people may look at that and say, well, you know, he didn't play left tackle well for X amount of time, but, you know, he showed some promise at left guard. He actually did show better results at left tackle, and he showed very good results at left guard. And for our football team, it was better to put him at left guard at that time.
How did you jump down at left tackle, though?
Good. I think he's been struggling, you know, with, you know, trying to overcome the injuries. I think it's very difficult if you come into a season and you have that, you know, to keep maintaining yourself. I think that our trainers, I think Kelvin, John Benton, our line coach, I like saying that. But anyway, they've done a good job of really, you know, working them in during the week. That's one of the things that I don't think people on the outside see, the appreciation of a player that, you know, we see him on Sunday. I mean, every Sunday, somewhere along the game, you know, you're going to see Kelvin start limping or something happen. And then all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, who's going to go in there? And then he takes the field again. I think that shows you a little bit about Kelvin. And then during the week, you know, now all of a sudden he has to get back and build back and go ahead and go out there. So, you know, from availability standpoint during the week, you know, it's been limited. That's been on the schedule every week. And then, you know, be able to get ready to play on Sunday. I'm not going to say that that's a unique thing in this league, but I think it's part of what happens in this league.
If you're playing with a couple of different guys who weren't playing running back for you last week, I mean, is it by committee? Does Joe Banion get carries? Does Joe Richardson get carries if Chris Ivory can't carry the load? I guess what I'm saying is, do you play with all of them since you don't have one bell cow?
Yeah, I think if you don't know, you know, say you go in a game and, you know, you get a rotation, you watch during the week, and that's why practice is important, especially in those situations. You get a feel during the week of how you want to start it. And then usually you go, if someone gets hot, you want to keep that guy in there. So I think that's the way to go. I think, you know, hopefully our guys are working hard to come back and play on Sunday. I know it's important for the players on this team. So we'll see where the running back situation is as we get closer to Sunday.
Is there a belief that Hearns can be ready Sunday?
I know this. I've gotten myself in trouble before because I've been like, hell yeah, he's playing Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden it's like, ugh. And everyone's like, well, you told us and he's not, you know. And my deal was, you know, as a coach, my thing is like, yeah, let's go. He's going to be ready. But I got to be careful when I get out and what I say. But I do feel comfortable doing this. He was very disappointed last week. He's a guy that wants to be out there with his teammates, and he's working extremely hard to get back. And I really can't answer that question without getting myself in trouble. But you guys would understand.